It's just, it's such a cool culture, and the people, you know, I've been here at Stockbridge for, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years. I
Your
claim
spot.
this station, yeah. And so it's almost like a reunion every year because you see, you know, right there's an example. So you see people that you only see once a year, but it's the fish draws, you know, it's a synergist. It just, there's so much else that goes around, that revolves around this prehistoric fish. People come back from other, you know, states, and that the families get together. There's big cookouts on the ice. It's like a reunion, and it's just
traditional thing now. It's just like
yeah.
You're hunting.
Yeah.
Very
so, what's your name?
Ron My name's
Hannah.
Alan Kramer. Pleasure to meet you.
Susan Betts.
Yeah.
So, were you out there spearing or
yes,
trying
I
to?
Was. Yes.
Did you bring one in?
No. 2 years ago, I did.
Did you?
2014.
Cool.
Yes.
So,
first one in my life.
Really?
Only
and how,
one.
And how long have you been spearing?
Since 1972.
Oh, come on.
Yes, absolutely. This gentleman here knows all about it. They did quite an article on it.
How big was that sturgeon you pulled?
Well, up to me, I thought it was huge. It was 60 inches, 5 feet long.
Cool.
It was like 53, 54 pounds. We weighed it. She laid her eggs. It was a female, which would have made her, makes quite a bit heavier when they lay the eggs, what if they have them still in them.
Uh-huh.
Which I was glad to see that because, and I didn't realize it. They only spawn every 4 years. I thought a fish spawned every year.
No, no.
And they
every
have to
4 years.
Be very mature. How old are they?
Oh, yeah.
Before they
well,
have?
Well, typically, roughly 20, probably 22 to 27
mm-hmm.
years old before they mature. So call it 25 for the females, and then the males is on average probably 20-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they spawn every other year generally, and the females about every 4 years. So.
Mm-hmm.
And they get big. That same day, I got that one. That gentleman speared the biggest one that year, 168 pounds, I think it was.
Ooh.
162, 168. I have the pictures. It was in Wisconsin Outdoors Magazine. Your story was in there.
Uh-huh.
Perseverance. Everything's
oh, is that the name of the story? Perseverance?
Perseverance.
Something like that, yeah.
That's good.
Something like that.
But now I've run to three people over 40 years that have not seen a sturgeon spear.
There was a
it's
guy
just
in here 1 year, and I can't remember how many years he gone, 26, 28 years. And he said, you know, I said, is that your first fish? Because he was obviously excited. I mean,
no.
Obviously.
Oh, God,
and,
I can believe it.
And he said, this is the first fish I've ever seen. Seen. So he stared down a hole for 25 plus years looking for something he never even saw one. It's one thing to see them and just say, oh, it's too small, or, you know, I want to wait, or whatever.
If you don't miss one, if you do spear.
Speared the first fish he ever saw in 25 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. Now I'm finding out more people. We have people fishing us. I know the one gentleman, he's 30, I'd say at 36 years now. He's missed two. And, I mean, that's got to be devastating.